2. The Lord led. Context. In this letter, directed to those in positions of responsibility in the southern field, Ellen White shares a dream she had about the work in the South. February 5, 1902. In the night season, I was taken from place to place, from city to city in the southern field. I saw the great work to be done, the work that ought to have been done years ago. We seemed to be looking at many places. Our first interest was for the places where the work has already been established, and for the places where the way has opened for a beginning to be made. I saw the places in the South where institutions have been established for the advancement of the Lord's work. One of the places that I saw was Graysville, and another was Huntsville. The Lord led in the establishment of these schools. Their work is not to be discouraged, but encouraged. They are to receive encouragement and support. Both of these places have advantages of their own. There has been delay in pushing forward the work in these places. Let us delay no longer. At these schools, students may gain an education that, with the blessing of God, will prepare them to win souls to Christ. If they unite with the Savior, they will grow in spirituality and will be prepared to present the truth to others. We must provide greater facilities for the education and training of the youth, both white and colored. We are to establish schools away from the cities, where the youth can learn to cultivate the soil and thus help to make themselves and the school self-supporting. Let means be gathered for the establishment of such schools. In connection with these schools, work is to be done in mechanical and agricultural lines. All the different lines of work that the situation of the place will warrant are to be brought in. Carpentering, blacksmithing, agriculture, the best way to make the most of what the earth produces, all these things are part of the education to be given to the youth. Those who have charge of the schoolwork at Graysville and Huntsville should see what can be done by these institutions to establish such industries, so that our people desiring to leave the cities can obtain modest homes without a large outlay of means, and can also find employment.